Okay. The 2010 Affordable Health Care Act extended the right to health care to millions of Americans, and the U.S. Joined or is about to join other wealthy industrialized countries. But as all of us in this room know, a major caveat in the ACA was to exclude abortion from public funding. This legislation required nearly unilateral Democratic support, so Obama was forced to compromise with pro-life Democrats. The purpose of this study is to examine the question of whether the U.S. is really unique in this area. Is this a uniquely American restriction not to fund abortion? So in order to answer it, I turn to Western Europe, which is often invoked as a model for reproductive health. And really the purpose of this particular paper is to compare abortion restrictions promulgated by ACA to abortion restrictions associated with the national health systems in Western Europe. So I'm going to look at the abortion restrictions in ACA, probably skip over number two, reproductive health behavior across Western Europe and the U.S. We can talk about that during questions, and analyze abortion restrictions across Western European countries, and then look at how these compare to two American states, and conclude with the policy and public health implications for the American case. I think most of us in the room know that the key provisions of the ACA, citizens and legal residents required to have health insurance coverage, larger employers required to offer health care coverage or pay a penalty. It was supposed to expand Medicaid, those of you who were at the session just before this, but this has been mitigated by the Supreme Court and the creation of state health insurance benefit exchanges. In terms of ACA abortion prohibitions, the first one was really promulgated by the administration in 2010 when several states tried to use the temporary high-risk pools to cover abortion. So that was forbidden. And in 2014, abortion is prohibited from being considered an essential medical service within the state insurance exchanges. Payments for abortion coverage have to be segregated from other funds, and insurance plans offering abortion coverage have to calculate the actuarial values of abortion without calculating any savings from abortion. And insurance companies that do provide abortion can't sanction providers for not providing abortion. So I briefly look at the abortion rates by country. And I've looked at 17 countries in terms of restrictions, but that would have been a pretty busy PowerPoint. So the U.S. is on the high end, but the Swedish rate exceeds the U.S. And then what I did is I moved on to data collected from surveys conducted by the International Planned Parenthood Federation. And I looked at cost or lack of public funding, waiting periods, parental consent or notification, whether or not there was a requirement that the procedure occur in a hospital, consent of two physicians, or mandated counseling. Abortion is legal in every Western European country except for Ireland, and Northern Ireland also has a specific exemption from the UK. In terms of public funding, all Western European countries except for Ireland fund abortion at or less than 3 weeks gestation. The German system is the least generous, usually covering the initial visit but not the procedure. In terms of waiting periods, nine countries require a waiting period between the time a woman requests an abortion and when the procedure is actually carried out. And that ranges from 3 days in Germany to up to 2 weeks, or maybe a couple of more days longer in Denmark. Most Western European countries require parental consent or notification if the minor is 16 years of age or less. And when I scored this, I just scored this as a 0.5 on restrictiveness. There are six countries that require parental consent or notification if the minor is 18 or younger. Other restrictions include three countries requiring that abortion be performed in hospital, four countries require the authorization of two physicians, and seven countries require counseling before the procedure is performed or medication administered. The Netherlands has a post-abortion requirement that a woman has to receive contraceptive counseling. I didn't code that as restrictive, but I wanted to note it. And this is how the restrictions look at 13 weeks or less gestation. They're literally all over the place and apparently unrelated to abortion rates. Okay, there are more restrictions beyond 13 weeks or 3 months. Most countries impose health restrictions beyond 3 months, but these vary considerably. Spain, for example, allows abortion on request until 14 weeks, and then only if the woman's life is in danger or health is at risk or fetal abnormalities. After 22 weeks, there are no exceptions for a woman's health in Spain. The Netherlands requires that a woman attest to her distress, jointly defined by the woman and her physician. In terms of restrictions with increasing gestation, waiting periods don't change. Parental consent or notification, there's no change in that among countries. Countries requiring two MDs to authorize to authorize an abortion increases from 4 to 7. And mandatory counseling doesn't change. The major change is in the reason for an abortion, that it moves much more into health reasons rather than social. And this is how it looks for over 3 months gestation. So abortion, kind of summarizing the situation in Western Europe, is treated very differently. Laws and practices differ considerably. And the restrictiveness of abortion laws is apparently unrelated to abortion rates. For example, the Netherlands has a low abortion rate, even with abortion tourism, and relatively non-restrictive requirements for abortion. In terms of comparing an overall comparison of Western Europe compared to the U.S. under ACA, the difference is in public funding. Most Western European countries fund first trimester abortion. Only 17 states fund abortions for low-income women. And the lack of funding in the U.S., as most of us know, pushes low-income women into later periods of pregnancy. So the median first, first trimester abortion is later in the U.S. than in Western Europe. And I think ACA promises more of the same. the states that ban abortion coverage and health exchange plans, and I may be a little bit behind here, include Arizona, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. More states ban coverage for public employees, and then we have states that ban coverage in all private plans. I don't know why I put Kentucky twice, but okay. And I decided to code the American restrictions along using the same criteria as the European restrictions, and you know we have full range here with Washington State, Louisiana. Here's another view of putting Washington State, Louisiana with the Europeans. This is first trimester. In terms of abortion restrictions and international travel, I just want to note, and I'm running out of time, from Europe, more than 6,000 women from Ireland traveled to the UK alone for abortions. Women in Austria or Belgium beyond the first trimester are likely to travel to the Netherlands. Spain also experiences abortion tourism. More than a fifth of the abortions performed in Spain are to South American women. And these findings are certainly applicable to the American case, and we're familiar with some of the patterns of service delivery. I think I'm going to stop here because I'm out of time, and I'd be happy to answer questions.